Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Bava Metzia, Daf Yod Gimel Amud Bet, at the very top of the Amud, analyzing the Machloket in our Mishnah between Rabbi Meir and Chachamim. Rabbi Meir, who says that if the shtar does not have Achrayut, you can turn it to the Malveh, but if it does, you may not. Chachamim say, in neither case may you. Amar Rabbi Lazar Machloket B'she'en Chayav Modeh. He says the entire dispute, and this is not the direction that we took earlier in saying the Mishnah, but the machloket is only if the love does not admit to the validity and collectability of the shtar, and basically maintains that it was already paid. Why? What's the reason? The Rav Meir Savar. He holds that a shtar that does not have achrayut on it, you cannot collect from mishubadim or from bnei chorim. In other words, according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Meir would say that a shtar that is missing achrayut can't collect from anything. Rabbanan savri mishabdi lo gavi bnei chori got mikva gavi. Rabbanan agree that you would say that you do indeed have the ability to collect from bnei chorim. And so therefore, the Rabbanan say, even in that case, you can't return it because it will be collected. Meaning, aval kshechayiv modeh, when the loveh admits that the debt is valid, divrei kol yachzir, everybody will agree you could return it. Why? V'lo chashinun lepiron leknunya. And Rabbi Elazar says, nobody raises the possibility that there is a, either that the loveh paid, because after all he says it's live, and we also don't raise the possibility that there's a knunya, meaning that that there is a deal going on between the Malveh and Veloveh to cheat out the Lekuchot. That's Rabbi Elazar. Reyochanan amar machloket kshechayiv modeh. Reyochanan learns the way that we learned, that the machloket is only when the Loveh admits that the debt is valid. Der Meir Savar Shtarshin Machorin Nechasim Mishabdi Hud Vodlo Gabi Avam Mnei Chorbi Mnei Gavi. He, Rabbi Yochanan, claims that Rabbi Meir will agree that a shtar, even if it doesn't have a chariyut, can still be collected from Bnei Chorim, from property that is in the that is right now under the domain of the borrower and is free and clear, but you can't collect from Shubadim. Rabbanan said, "Mishabdi anami gavi." And Rabbanan say, "No, if the, even if there's no achrayut, and we'll see why in a little bit, you collect from Shubadim." When the Lova says the debt was already paid or it's not a valid shtar, then you can't return it. Why? The Chashin and the Piron, Rabbi Yochanan says everybody agrees that we're concerned that it might have already been paid back, and therefore you can't return it. So now we have Machloket, Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Yochanan, whether Chashin and the Piron. Now, Tanya Kavatir Rabbi Yochanan, we have a bright that supports Rabbi Yochanan, V'tiyuv to Rabbi Elazar, and it challenges Rabbi Elazar Bechada. On one of the points Rabbi Elazar makes, v'tiyuv to the Shmuel Batarte. If you recall, Shmuel, that we saw at the end of the last podcast, maintained the Menachoshesh Lepiron or Leknunya. And so this is going to challenge both of Shmuel's premises. Here we go. Here's the Braita. Matzah Shitrechov. Like our Mishnah, you found a pile of Shitrechov. V'yesh b'machrayut nechassim, and the star, each star has achrayut nechassim on it, av b'shesh nehem odim. Even though the Lova and the Malva agree, it's a valid star, etc. Lo yachzir lo lezev lo lezeh. You can't give it to either party. Ein ban achrayut nechassim. If it doesn't have achrayut, bizman shalov emodeh, if the Lova admits that it's valid, yachzir. Ein halov emodeh, lo yachzir lo lezev lo lezev. If the Lova says it's not a valid star, then you can't return it to either one, even if there's no achrayut. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Shaya Rabbi Meir Omer Shtarot Shiyesh Bem Achrayut Nechassim Gov Nechassim Shubadim Shem Achrayut Nechassim Gov Nechassim Bnei Chorin. Rabbi Meir says that you do collect from Bnei Chorin for the shtar that doesn't have Achrayut, and therefore if the love is not mode, you can't return it even if there is no Achrayut, because you're going to collect improperly. Chachamim disagree and say even if there is no Achrayut, you collect from Mishubadim. Now, this challenges one of Rabbi Elazar's premises. To Amar, the Rabbi Meir, because he said that according to Rabbi Meir, shtar she'en bo achrayut nechassim, if the shtar without achrayut, eno gova menechassim mishubadim, v'lo menechassim menechorin. You can't collect from anything. And what did we say in the Mishnah? And he also holds that nobody is concerned, not Rabbi Meir nor Rabbanan, are concerned with the possibility that the Lova and the Malva are in some hijinks to try to cheat the Lokeach. What does it say in the Braita? First of all, the Rameir says that you cannot collect from Mishubadim, but you do collect from Bnei Chorin. Uktani b'meir b'meir avaron chashin leknunya. And in addition, we learn what the Brita says, that both Rav Meir and Rabbanon are concerned with Knunyo. How do I know? Diktani, Avapishish, Namodim. Even if they both admit to the debt, Lo Yachzir Lo Zeh Lo Zeh, you can't return it to them. Why, if the Lova and Malva agree that the debt is still live, can't you return the shtar? Because we're concerned that they're really in on a deal to try to hurt the Lokeach. Alma Chashin and the Knunyo. So we see that Rabbi Lazar's position is challenged by this Brita. Well, wait a second. Vahani Tartihu, you just said that that challenged Rabbi Lazar in one way, and now you just brought proof of two of Rabbi Lazar's positions being challenged. The answer is chadahu, it's all one position. The chad tamu, it's all one reasoning. Why? Mishum to come Rabbi Lazar machlok b'shen chay mode, since Rabbi Lazar took the position, and this is the position that's being challenged, that the Mishnah is about ein, that the lovet does not admit that it's valid, so humatari tachi, therefore he has to say that if the lov is mode, therefore you return it. And that's because we're not choshish to knunya. And that's because that Rab Meir would say you're not gova anything from with a sharsha in bachrayut. Good. Tiyuvta de Shmuel betarte. But Shmuel is challenged in two ways from that braita. Chadak or Belazar. One, because he took the same position as Belazar. Remember Shmuel said, our Mishnah is a case of en chayiv mode, that the lova denies the debt. V'chada, plus there's another piece, which is the Amar Shmuel matzah shtar haknah bashuk. If you find a shtar haknah, remember a shtar haknah, that's a shtar where the guy says, I'm mishabed myself from this date on for a possibly future debt. Yachzir labalim, you return it. Why? V'lo chashin on the piran. You're not concerned that maybe it's been paid back. So you see that Shmuel has been challenged twice in here because the bright clearly says that we are choshish to piron, it might have been paid back. Tiyufta diktani hacha bishu shnei modim lachzir lozeh lozeh al machashin lepiron. Right, v'choshken hacha de lomode lova. And certainly in our breita, in our mishnah, where the lova does not admit to it, the chashin lepiron, we certainly have to be worried that it's been paid back. And so Shmuel's position, which is that ain't lo choshin lepiron, and therefore he takes the position he does in the mishnah, has been challenged by this breita on two fronts. Okay, now Amar Shmuel. Shmuel himself explains what the machloket in the Mishnah is about between Chacham and Rav Meir. My tamay drabanan savri achrayut taut soferhu. If the achrayut is a mistake, meaning the omission of achrayut is simply a scribal error, and achrayut should be assumed anytime you take a loan. Amar le Rav bar Ihi le Rav Idi bar Avin. So he challenged me. Amar Shmuel achi. Shmuel doesn't say that. Amar Shmuel shavach shafar v'shibud tzarich limaleich. That when a sofer is writing a shtar mecher for a land, he has to ask the seller, do you mean to include achrayut? Meaning that if you sell this land and then some baal chov comes and seizes it, the buyer will be able to come back to you. So Shmuel here says that achrayut is something you have to check, meaning it's not automatic in a shtar. And if it's left out, it's not automatically a mistake. So how could Shmuel say achrayut tot sofer? Because Shmuel clearly is going to be holding like the Rabbanan. So you could argue that Shmuel rules like Rav Meir, but he doesn't. He holds like Rabbanan. So leimam andamar halu amar har. Do you want to suggest that maybe there's a dispute among later Amoraim as to what Shmuel's position was? We don't need to say that. So lo kasha kan b'shtar halva to lo yavi inish zuzi b'chdi. The our Mishnah, achrayut, and the position that achrayut taut sofer is talking about a shtar halva, when you're writing a shtar on a loan. Why do I have inish zuzi bichtin? Somebody's going to give money without some sort of guarantee. And the guarantee is achrayut, and therefore if achrayut was left out, it's just a mistake. It should be understood. That's with a loan. Kan b'mekach umemkar. But remember, the challenge was from a case of shtar mekach when you're buying a field. Do avin inish to zavin ara liyome. Sometimes a person will be happy to buy land and own it for a day. That doesn't mean a day, but it means a short period of time. In other words, if a person buys land, even though they know there may be a possibility, and by the way, they might have gotten a better price for not including achrayut in it, there might be a possibility that it'll be seized, at least they'll have land for a while that they can farm and they can get payroll from. Ki ahid avua bar ihi zavin ilita me'achte. The particular person bought a piece of land from his sister. Ata balchov tarfamine. The balchov of his sister came and collected and seized the land, from him. Ata the kamine mar Shmuel. He himself came to Shmuel, to Shmuel. Amarle katvalach achrayut. Did your sister, when she sold you the property, did she write achrayut? Amar lei lo. He said, no, she didn't. Amar lei imkein zil shlama. Lech l'shalom. You're done here. You got nothing, no claim. Amar lei v'amar hu damar achrayutot sofer hu. But he said to Shmuel, Shmuel, you're the one who said achrayutot sofer. So the fact that achrayut wasn't written in is an oversight, and therefore it should be assumed, and therefore I should be able to go back to her and collect for the land that was seized. Amar lei hani mila v'shitre halva. My position, achrayutot sofer, is only about shitre halva. Aval v'shitre mekach memkar. When it comes to a sale, lo. Why? David inish tezavin ara liyome. Sometimes a person will buy land just for a day. All right, this is the next piece. This is a small sugya that we had at the very beginning of Bava Kama. Mar bai Reuven shemachar sada l'shimon b'achrayut. Okay, so Reuven sells a field to Shimon with achrayut. Uvav al-chov de Reuven v'katari flemine. And now Reuven has a balchov, a creditor, who comes to Reuven. Reuven doesn't have money. He comes to Shimon and takes the field. Now, dina hu da'azil Reuven v'shtoi dina b'hadei. Reuven has the rights to interfere and try to take the balchov to din to keep the field in Shimon's hands. V'lomatzi amr le'lav baldvarim didiat. And Shimon and the balchov can't say to Reuven, you're not my baldin, my baldin is Shimon. Why? Da'amar le da'mafkat minei, if you take it away from Shimon, alai didihadar, he's going to come after me for collection. And I don't want to deal with him. He's a tough guy. I want to deal with you. Or Ika Da'amri, some people even say, Afilu Shalom b'achrayut nami, even if the shtar was without achrayut, then nonetheless, Reuven can force the Baal Chov to go to din with him. Da'amar le lo nechali de'lavi l'shimon, tarim otalai. I don't want Shimon to be mad at me. And he's going to be mad at me legitimately. If I sold him land and now he has to come try to collect it from me, or he's lost it because there's no achrayut, I don't want to be mad at me. So I'm going to come and try to get you to take something else of mine or pay you off or make a schedule or whatever. V'yamar Abaye, second halacha of Abaye. Reuven shemachar sada l'shimon shelo b'achrayut. So if he sold the field to Shimon without achrayut. V'yatzu ale ha'sikin. And after he sold it, there was suddenly a challenge to Reuven's original ownership of the field and therefore his rights to sell it. Ad shelo yachzik ba, and if the Shimon didn't yet take possession of the field, then yachol achzorbo, the house, then he can change his mind and say, look, I don't want this problematic field, take it back, I want my money back. Mishachzik ba, but if he already took possession, any yachol achzorbo. Why? To Amarle, Reuven says to him, chaita de katri sabr v'kabla, you took a tangle of string, and you knew about it, and you took it. Meaning, anybody who buys land is going to investigate. You knew that this land was, there was some question about it. People were challenging my rights to own it. You bought it anyways. You got it. Maybe to have a chazaka. So at what point is this chazaka that you can't go back after that point? The chidai shametsu, when he starts plowing on the border of the property. V'ikadamri afilu b'achrayut nami. By the way, this rule may apply even if he bought it b'achrayut. Reuven can say to Shimon, you know, when the guy seizes the property from you, show me the writ of seizure, then I'll pay you. But in the meantime, you can't come back to me and claim that you want me to buy the property back. You already took chazaka. Now it's yours. If he seizes it successfully, then come and show me the writ, and then I'll pay you. Okay, we'll stop at this point. We'll pick up in the next podcast on Daf Yodalad Amud Bet at the top, continuing with issues of mekach, of karka, and achrayut. Everybody should have a wonderful day.